So as I said, for the past several weeks, we've been talking about honesty, the importance of finding a way to be honest with one another in a way that is compassionate and loving. Part of being honest is not hiding behind social media or hiding behind people, but to be upfront with one another about what we think, what we feel, and it's not an easy thing to do. Today, we're going to focus on the importance of being honest with ourselves and being who we truly are. There's a line from a song by The Police that says, "I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien, I'm an Englishman in New York." And then towards the end it says, "Be yourself no matter what they say." The scripture today is an encounter with a foreigner, an alien who's in Samaria. And the alien is Jesus. Jesus, who stopped there in this village, had been walking for a long time, walking towards another place. He stopped there because he was thirsty and needed a rest. And it was then that a woman of Samaria entered the town and came to the well. As we heard, she probably had a bit of a reputation, probably wasn't as welcomed as some. Probably went to the well hoping not to discover other people. Now, unlike last week when we heard the encounter between Nicodemus and Jesus, this woman did not know anything about Jesus. She had not seen or witnessed anything he had done. Nicodemus had, which is what called him to go and speak with Jesus. Now, George Strump, a theologian, writes, "The Jesus she first encounters at Jacob's well is only a thirsty Jewish stranger who dares to ask her for a drink. Jesus' request is daring because by speaking to her, he crosses significant social boundaries of religion, ethnicity, and gender. But Jesus speaks to her the truth, even though she is not able to discern it quite yet. He says to her, 'If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.' This living water is the water that quenches your thirst for eternity." When she exclaims that she wants this living water, Jesus tells her to go get her husband, and then the truth unravels. And she doesn't lie, but she doesn't tell the whole truth. She tells a half-truth by saying, "I don't have a husband at this moment." He then exposes the truth and says, "You're right. You don't have a husband right now. You had 5 previously, and now the person you're with is not your husband." Scandalous. He knows of her shameful past. And then she goes, and instead of hiding from the fact that somebody has discovered the truth about her, she goes and tells others of what he has said. And that's when she tells him that she knows that a Messiah is coming, and then Jesus goes on to reveal and tell the truth that he is the one she is expecting. This encounter with Jesus changes her life. She moves from unbelief, from darkness to light, from unbelief to belief in this one encounter. Now, sometimes it's really important to notice and recognize what is being said, but it's even more important to recognize what is not being said. Think about what the woman said. "Come, see a man who told me everything I have ever done." And then I want to put dot, dot, dot. Her thoughts are not finished there. What is not said is, "And he loved me anyways. Come and see a man who told me everything I've ever done, and he loved me anyways." This stranger, this man of faith, knows her. One of the psalmists echoes this sentiment about God in Psalm 139. "God, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down, when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path, my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways." God, you know me. Jesus knows me. Sometimes it is hard for us to accept our failures and our frailties. And so we go to great lengths to hide them, to minimize them, to downplay them. Some of us even overcompensate by doing so much for everyone else that hopefully they won't see what's really going on in my life. But this is not necessary. When you drink of the water that Jesus offers, this is not necessary. The truth is that God knows them already. God is still with us. God is still listening to us, still walking with us and loving us. What we need to do is trust in that promise that we are still loved, that we still have a purpose in this world. And no matter what we've done or left undone, it doesn't matter. All we need to do is be honest. We are being called to worship in spirit and truth because God is spirit and God knows the truth. So what truths will be revealed to you when you drink of the water that Jesus offers? What is it you are thirsting for from your relationship with God, from your relationship and being a part of a faith community? Maybe this is the first day you've stepped in to a church. What called you here today? What is your faith story of how you came to believe? If you grew up in the church from the time you were a child, when was your faith tested and renewed? Who did you go and tell about what happened to you? The moment when you knew that God knew you for who you were. In the spirit of honesty, I've shared this story once, I think, before with the congregation many years ago. I fought with God for a very long time. I didn't want to be in ministry. I wanted to work with youth. And I was taking a course one time in a church very much like this. There was a table of objects, and somebody in the class was doing an exercise for us. And they said, I want you to take an object and go do something with it. And I have a habit of overthinking everything. So instead, I closed my eyes, reached out and grabbed something, trying not to overthink which object would I like and what would I like to do with it. The object I grabbed was a plastic water gun, and it was green. And I took this plastic water gun and I walked out of the room and I came to the doors, like those ones there, looked into the sanctuary, holding a gun, playing Mission Impossible. Dun, 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 dun. And I thought, I can't go into a sanctuary with a gun. That's just wrong. And then I had a debate. Well, why is it wrong? It's really only a plastic gun. So I stuck it in my pocket and I snuck into the church and I sat in one of the front pews. And in this particular church, there was a cross where the organ would be. And I took that gun, and I remember thinking, I'm supposed to do something with this. Well, what do you do with a gun? You shoot it. So I shot it at the cross and immediately felt guilty and sat there and went, whoa, why would I do that? What I realized in that moment was that it was a water gun. And what I shot at the cross was water. The water was a point of renewal and a point where I made the decision that God was calling me into ministry, that I needed to stop hiding from the fact that I already worked in one, and that I needed to be truthful about the fact that I believed. And so I went back to work, and I shared this with the youth that I was working with, and it was in that moment that they shared their stories with me. And it was profound, and it was life-giving. What are your stories? Your truths. What is it you thirst for? What have you received? Today we are going to be experiencing communion. And in communion, we remember that Jesus has given us all that we need. Jesus has given us forgiveness, love, compassion, strength, and courage. And all we need to do is be honest and open with each other and with God. This is such a beautiful story, the story of this woman who was not afraid to go and share her experiences with others. I love that this moment and experience happened at a watering hole. When I think about the most profound conversations I've had, it's in the kitchen. It's usually around the dishes, around the water, or it's with a friend over a glass of wine. It's when we come together to quench our thirst that we can move beyond and hear the true stories of who we are. And so I hope today, as you receive communion, and know that every person is welcome, for this is Jesus' table. It isn't the table of the United Church. Jesus took a drink from a cup. We aren't told whether he actually did it or not, but he asked a woman that he shouldn't for a cup of water, because he knew that it didn't matter who she was or where she was from. And that's what this table represents for all of us. So please come to the table today and share of yourselves and find a way to be honest about who you are, because who you are is truly special and precious in God's sight. Thanks be to God. Amen.